Hey, it's Steve, and it's time for another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, which was a segment I did on WGN Radio about 5 years ago, where I would pitch ridiculous and terrible business ideas and inventions, and WGN listeners would pick them apart. So let's see which one of those episodes we revisit today. It's clownlurgies, guys. Clownlurgies. You know, like a big red nose that you put on to help prevent seasonal allergies. I know I often say, oh, this one was one of my favorites, but let me say it again. This one was one of my favorites. Enjoy clownlurgies.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin, and it's time to put the Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Justin.
And thanks for coming on a Thursday. I know Friday's your night, and it's great to have you here on a Thursday.
You know, I'll tell you, Thursday, what you're getting is an idea that's not fully baked, but I still think it's ready for your listeners to help me pick this one apart.
Okay, well, that's the name of the game. That's what we do here. You can text, you can call in, 312-981-7200. And, you know, we try our best to be objective.
Sure.
And to also give constructive criticism to the ideas that Steve puts forth. I mean, we last year talked about it, and partially why we took the fall off was a little bit because just a little bit of burnout and a little self-confidence because of the way that people were responding. But
well, and that
you're
heartburn
ready to go.
Issue.
What was it?
That heartburn issue.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It sort of came from the stress of doing this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, today, though, what I like to do is start my pitch with two absolutes.
Okay.
Absolute statements that no one can argue with. The first one is, everybody hates allergies.
Yes.
And I'm talking about pollen allergies, the kind you get in the spring, the fall, tree pollen.
Flowers.
Everybody hates allergies. Second statement I'm going to say is, everybody loves clowns.
Okay, that's debatable, but I would say the majority of people understand the
clowns,
point of a clown.
Clowns, you know, at least what a clown represents, which is fun and happiness and joy.
Okay.
What I've done is I've invented something to help free you of those tree pollen allergies, and I'm calling this invention clownlurgies.
Clownlurgies.
Yeah, now clownlurgies is a red foam nose cover. The same kind that clowns wear, you put right over your nose. And what we've put into this red foam accoutrement is a lot of pollen filtering materials so that tree and flower pollen doesn't get into your nasal cavity. And you can wear one. It's designed to wear. You put it on when you wake up in the morning. You take it off when you go to bed at night. You can wear it one. You only have to buy one for an entire season. So spring or fall, wherever your allergies take effect, you wear that the clownlurgies nose filter for the entire season, and you are free from pollen allergies.
Okay, I've got some questions.
Okay.
But as we do here, I like to let the listeners drive this segment. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call. Also, you can text in at that line, 312-981-7200. What do we think of the idea of clownlurgies?
Yeah, you know, and forget sneezing, forget itchy eyes, because none of that pollen's going to affect you. Mm-hmm. What you've got is something you're going to wear that's going to make the people around you smile. You know, it'll remind them to laugh in case they're suffering from allergies. And clownlurgies, the clownlurgies nose filtering system, is just a fun thing to wear. And due to patented chemicals that we have right baked into the middle there, none of that tree pollen is going to make it to your nose.
So not unlike the same kind of technology that might be used when it comes to breathe rights or that kind of stuff, where you're messing with the nose and the nasal cavity.
Breathe rights, those just sort of stretch out or collapse your nostril area. What this does is any air you take in through your nose is filtered through these special chemicals that we have inside this red foam. But because we understand that walking around with a nose filter is kind of it's a bummer, and it's not always fashionable to put a hefty, and it's heavy, to put a heavy filter on your nose. It's one added pound of weight to your face, basically. But what we do is, by mimicking the clown nose, we make it a happy thing, something that's fun to pop on in the morning and something that's fun to pop off at night.
Okay, so Clownergies, a red-nosed nasal cavity filter that blocks out allergens that you can wear.
Primarily and tree also, and flower pollens.
It's very, it's a clown nose. It's like a red, it's like the red nose. It's sort of a nod, if you will, to the clown.
Well, it's, you're taking away something everyone hates, pollen allergies, and replacing it with something everyone loves, clowns.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's open up the lines now. 312-981-7200. What do we think, Download Nation? Yay or nay on Clownergies? Would you be it affects a lot of us. Allergies are a big issue. Is this something that you could see going to market that could help you if it actually relieved you of some of the issues with your allergies? 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More with Steve Gadlin here on The Frying Pan, Clownergies.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
Yes, that's right. It's a special edition of The Frying Pan here on The Download. Steve Gadlin in studio Thursday nights, because tomorrow we are going to be live at the auto show. So Steve came in tonight, got his idea ready a day early. And that idea tonight is Clownergies. Tell us a little bit about Clownergies.
Yeah, so Clownergies, again, erases something you hate, which is those allergies to tree and flower pollens. And it gives you something everyone loves, which is a clown. It's a red nose filter that looks just like a clown nose, a little heavier, a little larger, but it clips right over your nose. And by breathing through the Clownergies nose filtering system, all of those pollens are filtered out and just collect inside the nose apparatus. So you're allergy-free.
Right.
You're allergy-free.
Okay, a lot of questions. 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call. Yay or nay on Clownergies. And if you have any questions for the inventor, he's in studio, Steve Gadlin. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Alex. Alex, start us off tonight with the frying pan. Alex, what do you think? Yay or nay on Clownergies?
Nay, completely terrible. Everyone hates clowns. It's scary, it's creepy, and no one's going to walk around with a red nose all day long.
Okay, well, I would push back. I don't mind clowns, but we're talking about, like, very simplistic kind of clown. There's no makeup and weird face. This is just a nose.
Well,
like the
is there is some makeup you have to put under your eyes to sort of shield your skin from the it sort of overlaps under your eyes. So there is some makeup you need to
put
on.
This cannot be real.
Yeah.
Well yeah, it's real, and it's
completely creepy. It's pollen, not pollen, but it's creepy.
Well, tree pollen and flower pollen.
Thanks, Alex.
We're going to protect thousands of people.
Talking about just the pronunciation of the word. I was going to say something, but anyway, moving on. Joy, how are you, Joy? Thanks for calling in.
I'm bordering on magnificent right now. I love mimes. I'm not a big fan of clowns. I've done singing telegrams for years, so I happen to always carry a round nose eclipse on like that with me, just for kicks. I also wear pigtails, and I'm not 5 years old, for the same reason that you're saying. People see that red nose, it reminds them of Rudolph. It reminds them of not icky clowns necessarily. It just makes people smile.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought, too.
Two real quick tweaks. I think if you're bringing this to Mark Cuban, like for real, Clownergies is the combination of clown and allergies, but it doesn't roll off the tongue. I'd say like Clownergies.
Clownergies.
Because it's like clown energy, but it's allergies. The Clownergies doesn't feel.
I'm really trying to invoke the sensation of allergies, not just urges. So I want to keep it Clownergies.
clown allergies. Mm-hmm. One other thing is wherever you make it, I know the thing that I have, the little rubber nose, is probably made in China.
Yeah.
You would have to, I'm sure you would do your due diligence and make sure the product, that there's not weird chemicals. And
we had this issue before, Joy. Thanks, Joy.
I wouldn't call them weird chemicals, but they're, in order to properly filter out that tree and flower pollen, you need some pretty caustic chemicals.
I think she's also talking about
built into the filter.
The idea that, you know, the red nose that you make, make sure that's not made in situations that they may use bad chemicals for that.
Well,
because then it's like even that's at like it's sort of striking out the idea. It kind of cancels out the idea that you are got good allergy protection, but then you have bad chemicals on your face.
You know, I'd say a main purpose of creating this product is profit. And if as I pitch this to investors like Mark Cuban, I can't, you know, I can't buy special boutique manufacturing just to knock a few chemicals out of the thing for comfort and
safety.
All right,
safety. Well, let's get to some of these texts that are coming in. Also, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. First of all, this is from 773. First of all, it might work in a house, but people will think I'm a wacko if I walk around outside with that thing on my nose. And secondly, you are wrong about everyone liking clowns because I am terrified of clowns.
Okay, so we found the exception. But I also want to say, you know, this comes up with a lot of my inventions. People say, hey, I'm not going to be caught walking around with a funny red nose on. People will think I'm crazy. And again, that's what people thought about blue jeans when the first person wore blue jeans. That's what people thought about shoes and earrings. You know, there are millions of allergy sufferers in the world today, and I'm targeting each and every one of them. And I promise you, if 50% of the people on the street are wearing clown noses, no one's going to have the guts to tell them they look silly.
Okay. 773 says, nay, what if you work at a funeral home? You can't spell funeral without fun. I don't think it works. I think they got the pun in there, but I think that it was sandwiched with, I don't think it works.
So I think, I think their concern is that there are times when levity isn't appropriate, and I'd just like to challenge that notion.
Okay. Duly noted. 312-981-7200. 630 says, great idea. It does two jobs for me. It not only helps with my allergies, but my nose is red from all the drinking that I do. So that'll cover it up for
me. Well, this will cover it up. I mean, your nose will still be red, but people will see it as an intentional act of redness, not one caused by drinking.
Okay. 630 has a question, clownergies.
Clownergies.
Okay, clownergies. Did he mean allergens? It's a bad idea, and I hope he feels bad for thinking of it, but that's different. Those are two different things.
Yeah, so clownergies, the clownergies nose filtering system is meant to block allergens, such as tree pollens or flower pollens, from entering your respiratory system.
Okay, there's a lot of people that are just really just texting in about pronunciation. We'll get to that. I want to save that because that seems
pronunciation.
To me. 708 says, I think the clown nose is much better and happier idea than the people that walk around wearing those SARS masks that make you think you're going to catch something from standing near them. So, yay.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I know some people have tried to solve this problem with those hospital masks that they put over their faces.
Right.
But, you know, while that may filter out some of the allergens, what it doesn't filter out is paranoia.
Well, that's a good, that's
a
great point.
Look.
I mean, I mean, couldn't you find yourself competing for that kind of customer, for a product for that kind of customer, a customer who already is in a position where they're wearing those kind of masks? You see one of those people in a train station or on an airline, and you wonder why. I mean, this could be something that could compete or replace that concept.
Yeah, you know, it actually, a lot of, you know, there will be some overlap with those customers. We're really focusing on the allergy market now. You know, one thing, when you're wearing the Clownergies nose filter, it's very hard to breathe through your nose. So it actually encourages a lot of mouth breathing. And the mouth has its own built-in filters to block out pollens from the respiratory system. So, you know, that's part of it too. Some of it is that chemical filter that we put in there. But some of it is just because of how tight it fits over your nose, it really discourages nasal breathing altogether.
Oh, okay. That's new. That's something that was not brought up at the beginning. All right. Well, I don't know if that changed. Maybe it changes. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming. 262 says, I love the idea. Besides, who's going to notice the red nose? And most of the people who stumble out of Chicago bars already have red noses. That was the same concept. There's a lot
of
red nose drinking references.
Yeah, one I hear a lot when I talk to my friends is, well, all those politicians are clowns anyway, right? So, well, yeah. You know, a lot of politicians in Chicago.
708 says, it's like Patch Adams had the right idea all along, the clown nose.
Well, Patch Adams wore an eye patch, and this is different. Now, we are working on an eye patch product to help some of the red eye that comes along with some of these pollen allergies, but unlike Patch Adams, this will be more of a clown nose apparatus.
262 says, I can see this getting full of mucus and becoming a big mess. And why wear it if you can't breathe out of your nose?
Well, you can breathe out of your nose. It just discourages nasal breathing. So there's a difference. We're not telling people not to breathe through their nose. We're just making it difficult. And while it will collect mucus, you have to remember the spongy material really soaks that up. So, you know, again, it starts out about 1 pound on your nose. It can collect maybe another pound or two of mucus before it becomes uncomfortable to wear. And it wicks it away from the face on toward its edges, so you don't feel that wetness pushing up against your skin. In tests.
Okay. All right. And 773 says Patch Adams was played by Robin Williams, and he did not wear an eye patch. He wore a red nose.
No, I think they're thinking of the wrong movie. Patch Adams was definitely, he was played by Robin Williams. He wore an eye patch, though. That's why they called him Patch Adams. Short for Eye Patch Adams. Oh. Yeah.
630, clownergies sounds like a great way to prevent sneezing on the cartridge screen. Oh, that's good.
Well, it would. It would prevent. A lot of people will wear them while they drive. And if you turn on that air conditioning to get that extra filtering in the car, then it's actually a great option.
630 wants to know if you've thought about different colors. Does it have to be red? Maybe you can play a black one for black tie affairs or more morose like funerals, things like that.
Yeah, well, here's where I have to get a little real. Now, we picked red for a couple of reasons. One, some of the chemicals that we use to help with that pollen filtering are naturally red, and to add dyes to them would make them too caustic to touch human skin. The other thing is, people know this with allergies, there's nasal bleeding sometimes, and that happens anyway for people with allergies. It has nothing to do with our product. So we've noticed some of the people wearing it have that natural hay fever nose bleeding, and the red helps mask that.
Natural hay what?
Well, anyone with hay fever knows that nose bleeding, frequent nosebleed, is a big part of it. So it's definitely not caused by the Clownergy's nose filtering system. It's something they'll be experiencing anyway. So we like to keep that red to sort of mask that blood.
Hmm. All right. Okay. Well, in studio with me, Steve Gadlin. His latest invention, Clownergy's, is up for debate right now. Download Nation, yay or nay. We're getting a lot of nays, but a couple of yays. They like the concept. I think there is still sort of an idea that there seems to be a need for this kind of product because there are a lot of people who suffer from allergies.
Yeah.
Steve Gadlin, of course, the Frying Pan fame, and he's usually on Fridays. He's on Thursday tonight as we move around our schedule for the auto show. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update from Rob Martier, and we will come back. I need some more yays or nays on this because I'm still not sure where we stand. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
We will give you a beautiful 7¾-inch fry pan free of charge.
Thanks, Rob. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me for the Frying Pan, a special edition here on Thursday night instead of Friday night, the inventor, Steve Gadlin. He won on Shark Tank for IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban, and the idea is that he needs to bring new ideas to Mr. Cuban. Before he does that, he brings it here so the Download Nation can get a little yay or nay, a little workshop. Steve Gadlin, give us a reset on your idea for tonight, Clownergies.
Yeah, so the invention is called Clownergies, and what it is a red nose filtering system that clips onto your nose, much like a clown nose, and it filters out all tree and flower pollens and rids you of your seasonal allergies.
Okay, 630 has a question. What if I have to sneeze?
Well, the nice thing about Clownergies is it doesn't just clip onto your nose, but there's an actual strap, a thin 2-inch thick leather strap that goes around the back of your head and fastens the same way a belt does. So I challenge you to sneeze hard enough to knock Clownergies off of your face.
Okay, I don't know if the question was about if it was going to knock it off the face, but what happens when you sneeze? Let's say it's immobile.
Yeah, well, again, no, that's a great question. Again, as I said before, Clownlergy's nose filtering system can store up to 2 pounds of facial mucus before it becomes uncomfortable. And again, it wicks it away from your face the way a good workout shirt does.
312-981-7200 is the phone number tonight. 312-981-7200. You can do a phone. You can text. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ron. Ron, what do you think? Yay or nay? Yay or nay on Clownlergies?
I think you should include a Steve Martin arrow through the head with that.
Yeah, there you go.
And a Trump wig.
Oh, that's interesting.
And fill that clown nose with some Colombian flour, and you'll make millions.
Well,
good. Just some ads. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, you know, there are. If you choose to hype up the clown nose look, there are plenty of accessories you can buy at other stores. But, you know, we wouldn't want to spend time building those types of accessories because we're working with some pretty caustic chemicals in developing this anti-allergen system.
You keep talking about that. So is it the anti-allergen system that has the chemicals, or is it the actual the nose, the rubber and the sponge nose?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. So, you know, again, we start with a standard foam clown nose, but we soak that in some chemicals that, by golly, they'll kill anything that tries to get through them. So we're talking bacteria and pollen. Mm-hmm. The whole thing will just, that's why we do recommend you put a thin white makeup layer on the sides of your nose and into your cheeks to block the foam from actually touching your face. The chemicals are not friendly to human skin, but you know what? They're even less friendly to tree pollen.
312-981-7200. Mary's asks, she says, "Dear Steve, congratulations on making something scalable. Prototype?"
She's asking if we have a prototype.
Yeah,
of course we have a prototype. We've been testing this on people all over the city in key allergy areas. And, we've got plenty of beta testers. If you're interested in becoming one, you can sign up. We've got a lengthy release you'd have to sign, but we'd be happy to take on more.
219 says, if you're not supposed to breathe through your nose, then how does it filter out the pollens?
Well, again, we never tell anyone not to breathe through their nose. We hope you will, but we're just saying it's going to be a lot more difficult to breathe through your nose once you have this strapped to your nose. Remember, that's a pretty hefty leather belt that's keeping it pretty flush against your mm-hmm. face. You'd have to exert very strong inhalation powers to actually pull air through this thick foam filter. So if you do, though, no allergens are getting through. So what we find is a lot of people end up breathing through their mouth, which is actually healthier for you anyway. And some of your tongue mucuses and natural tongue acids will block some of those pollens and allergens as well.
312 asks, have you made clinical trials? Is it FDA approved?
Well, again, we're trying to skirt around the FDA with a lot of our products, this one especially. What we find is the FDA generally presents more issues than we like to deal with.
Well, I guess it's what we're dealing with.
You know, this isn't a food. It's definitely not a food. We don't want it to touch your skin, and if it touches the inside of your mouth, you're going to deal with blisters for weeks. So I don't think the FDA really has much to say about non-food items.
630 goes, well, how can I continue to pick my nose? I know that's that seems to be a foolish question, but
no, look, here's my stance on nose picking. It's something that gets a bad rap, but some of us with hay fever, nasal allergies, have to pick our noses just to breathe. So this will hopefully make it so you don't need to do it. But if you do, you're able to, you know, you unbuckle the leather belt in the back of your head and remove it. It'll slide off pretty easily once that buckle is off. And then, then you pick your nose and you put it back on.
Okay.
So it's not difficult.
630, mouth breathing would still result in getting the allergens in your sinuses in general. Mm-hmm. Does not fix the problem.
Well,
and makes you look silly. 1,000 times nay, stores the mucus gross.
No, I think people are misunderstanding how allergens work when inhaled through the mouth. And that's actually the mouth and mouth breathing mm-hmm. is called nature's allergy cure. So
Walt's got a question about the business side of this. Walt, what do you think? First off, yay or nay on Clownlergies?
I thought it was a joke initially, but obviously you've got a pipeline to Mark Cuban.
Cuban.
And he'll ask you questions. Do you have it patented? And the Food and Drug Administration would have to approve of it. And so having said that, I don't think you have an idea that he would even look at.
Well, I'll tell you, the Food and Drug Administration does not hold court over this type of thing because this is not a food.
Well, having said that, the reason I call is because I'm working on an idea that I would like to run past Mark Cuban.
Cuban.
Do you act as a middleman that I could get in touch with you? And when I'm ready to go with this idea, that you would run it past him?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's not part of my contract with him. And in fact, he doesn't like it when I bring other ideas. He's so enamored by the ideas that I bring to him. I don't know. But, you know, a lot of times people tell me their ideas, and to be honest, I had already thought of them. So I'll bring those to him. But I'm not, you know, it's not something I make a practice of.
Okay, well, this idea you've never thought of. So
I bet I have.
I'll bet you have.
I bet I have. What is it?
It's how to improve the education.
Thought of it.
And what's your concept?
Same as yours.
You got to be kidding me. You're nuts. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Walt.
Now he's going to try to steal my idea.
Well, it sounded like you were kind of fooling around there, but anyway. 312 says the chemicals would involve drugs. So when you say Food and Drug Administration.
Well, no, not drugs. We're not talking about putting cocaine or heroin
in this thing. But the food and drugs, I mean, they do medicine. They do things that.
We're not even using medicine. We're using standard varnishes and, you know, caustic lye, things like that.
Well, 262 has a question. Leather straps, caustic chemicals, hard to breathe through. Why would anyone want this thing?
Well, allergy season is a real hassle, I'll tell you that. And everybody loves clowns.
All right. Clownlergies, 312-981-7200. All right. A lot of stuff about the FDA, and then also a lot coming through here about Patch Adams.
Okay.
People saying wrong as usual. Google Patch Adams and you'll see the red nose.
I don't have to. His name is Patch Adams. His name isn't Red Nose Adams. I think it's obvious Patch Adams was named after pirate patches and he wears an eye patch.
Well, 219 says Patch Adams was not named for the was not named Eye Patch Adams.
Yes, he was.
And then there's a picture that they send of Wikipedia with his picture, the real Patch Adams, and there's no eye patch.
Okay, we're not talking about the real Patch Adams. We're talking about Robin Williams' character Patch Adams from the movie Patch Adams. Full name Eye Patch Adams was a pirate who became a doctor. Right. Funny story about a pirate who became a doctor.
All right, 312-981-7200. Now that we put the Patch Adams controversy behind us, let's get back to the idea at hand. Clownlergies. Mm-hmm. Do you like it? Do you not? We got one more segment. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will continue and see if we can get a quorum. Is that the right word? That would be the right word. Whether or not this idea, clownlergies, has any legs.
I think you want a consensus.
A consensus.
Yes.
We will give you a beautiful 7 3/4 inch fry pan free of charge.
It's the Frying Pan Special Edition Thursday night instead of Friday night. Inventor Steve Gadlin in studio tonight because tomorrow we're at the Chicago Auto Show. Steve Gadlin had one last day to come up with an idea, but he did come up with a gem tonight. Clownlergies, one more time, the elevator pitch on clownlergies.
Yeah, clownlergies is a nose filter that you strap to your face with a nice leather belt. It fits right over your nose and is red and foamy, just like a clown nose. So it gets rid of something you hate by filtering out tree and flower pollens, gets rid of those allergies, and makes you look like an entertaining, fun clown, which is something everybody loves.
All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Donna. Donna, yay or nay on clownlergies?
It's a big nay right now. First off, Google says it's not pollens, it's pollen. The other thing
I don't care what.
Well, let's stay right there. Let's stay there right there, Donna, because I've got a lot of this, and I was hoping that it was just like a weird crutch, but it does. I have to agree with Donna. It's pollen, not pollen.
Well, I think we're talking about two different things then.
No, I think it's No, I think it's pollen, right?
What? Pollen. Donna?
It's pollen, right?
Well, that's...
Pollen is a country in Europe.
Poland is a country. I'm not talking about pollen, though. I'm talking about pollen. Tree pollen and flower pollen, the allergens.
Yeah, no, that's pollen.
It's pollen.
We'll agree to disagree.
An allergist, and it's called pollen from the doctor. My daughter and I both get allergy shots.
And it's pollen, yeah.
Well, so that's say from goodbye to those allergy shots.
You don't need to.
It's
time
for clownlergies.
So what do you think of the idea here, Donna?
Okay, so clowns are the creepiest thing in the world. I don't know anybody that likes clowns. My daughter is a second grade teacher, and they can't even dress up as clowns on Halloween.
Oh, is that a school rule?
Is that a rule?
Yes.
I'll be honest. I think that's the school board overstepping their bounds.
Yeah, that's not. That's a different issue for a different time.
The whole creepy clown thing.
Yeah, there was all that clown stuff.
Well, again, clowns are creepy maybe because people don't see enough of them. So once clownlergies are on the streets and 50% of the people, allergy sufferers are wearing this product, I don't think it will be as creepy. It'll be more common.
We live in Illinois. We have politicians. We have plenty of clowns here.
Hey,
see,
there you go. All right.
That's
there you go. Thanks,
but
Donna.
But my other thought was maybe if you went with like a Lone Ranger mask idea. Instead
of what about like a mask, like a sleep mask kind of thing? Thanks, Donna.
Well, I'm not sure that would do the trick. That would cover your eyes and you wouldn't be able to see.
No, but you could do it like over the bridge of your nose or something.
No, the Lone Ranger was a blind cowboy and he wore the mask to block out sunlight.
No,
and that's not, we don't want to do that. I know it's amazing the things he could do as a blind cowboy, but that's not, I don't want to impair people's vision. I just want to make it more difficult to breathe in through their nose.
Okay. All right. So I'm passing up all the FDA stuff. We kind of nailed that. There's a lot of people who really want to get at FDA compatibility. Speaking of compatibility, 773S, is it Bluetooth compatible?
Oh, that's a great question. And I forgot to mention it is. So we do have Bluetooth compatibility built into it. And it is battery powered and you do need to recharge it every 3 hours to keep it the Bluetooth function operational. But what it will do is alert your phone when the mucus level is too high. Mm-hmm. And it also gives you a daily pollen count, which is something you'd normally have to go to weather.com to find.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about something different now.
Oh, so they're not the same.
Well, there's the pollen count you get on weather.com.
And then what is pollen?
Well, a pollen count will tell you how much pollen is in the air.
Okay. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get to some of the texts that we passed up, the ones that weren't necessarily questions, a little bit more criticism. 219, does this guy still live in his mom's basement?
No.
Okay. Oh, and he said also big nay.
Okay.
But not the dumbest thing you've suggested.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I'll take what I can.
630 says, nice to hear Steve again. Glad he's back. Doing the same old. Looking forward to more.
Thank you.
847 says, I turn off the radio when this idiot comes on.
Well, it takes one to know one. Right. That's, you know, that's all I can say to something like that.
Okay, there we go. 262 says, you've got to be kidding. The Lone Ranger was not blind, and it's pollen.
Okay, I'm not kidding, and I think you need to rewatch some of those episodes. What made the Lone Ranger so exciting was that he could do all of these things without the ability of sight. That's why he had Tonto, his guide, who would guide him through different towns.
You know, it's been such a long time since
watch
I've
it
seen
again.
That. I'd have to watch
you may
it
have
again,
forgot but that, but that's why he wore that mask. It's the same reason.
Like that's not right.
It's the same reason Fonzie wore dark sunglasses to mask the sun from his blindness.
I think that might have been one like character arc. That would have been one storyline where maybe he lost his sight for one episode, but Fonzie could see.
Again, we'll have to go back to the show. It's not how I remember it.
847 says, here's a perfect invention. Call it Clown Cane, where you just load up the clownlergies with cocaine, and whenever you want to hit, you can just...
Well, I'll tell you, he says that as a joke, but because of all the caustic lye that's built into the clownlergies nose filter, I think cocaine would disintegrate on impact. So it's actually a good drug prevention tool as well.
Yeah, so it's... Okay, well, yeah. Okay.
You know, you can put a lock on the belt in the back of the head and completely prevent someone from snorting cocaine or other nasally ingested drugs.
All right, so let's get to some of the stuff. You said you can. The 815 says, get this clown off your show.
Mm-hmm.
He's not funny.
Okay.
He makes you look bad.
Hmm.
As in, he ruins the show.
I'd like to make you look good with a clown.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't agree with that. 309 this guy's an idiot, and so is this idea. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's never wrong about anything.
Well, thank you. That's
he will probably tell you his pronunciation of Poland is correct.
Yes, my pronunciation of Poland is correct.
872 says, you're right on the Lone Ranger. He wasn't blind. He was colorblind.
Mm-hmm. I remember it as every blind.
Okay, so the last question, this is a good one too. 312, so if, how much does it cost?
Oh, thank you for asking. So the Clownlergy's nose filtering system, again, you only need to buy one per season. So you buy one in the spring, one in the fall, and you wash it out every night. You charge it every few hours. $250, and a lot of that cost is to cover, you know, things like the caustic lye and other chemicals that are built into the system. But again, I tell you, we've talked to test consumers, and they would be willing to pay double of that to get to skip an allergy season, that's for sure.
All right, we'll give the last word to Luke. Luke, what do you think, yay or nay on Clownlergies?
You know what? I'm going to say nay, but I have a better idea for you.
Oh.
It's called Rudallergies. It's a play on words on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and allergies. Hmm. It's a
same concept, but a different name. The
concept, no, completely different. It's a red blinking fixture that you strap to your nose with a thick leather belt. First you've ever heard of it. You heard it here first. And you know what? I'm giving it to you.
Well,
they can run with it.
I appreciate it, but that's something I also thought of earlier. I just hadn't said it yet. But that is an idea that I had. So I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you bringing that up. That'll be a 2.0 for us.
Thank you. Thank you for, you know, giving me the time to give you my idea. I'm handing it over to you. And well, whatever you want to do with my idea
earlier.
You.
It was early.
You're welcome.
It was already my idea.
You are so welcome.
Well, I appreciate the call, but
this was
my idea before. So
thanks, Luke. All right, so there you go. Really ended on a
positive note.
IP positive.
I think a positive note.
Yeah, we were discussing whose intellectual property was whose between Luke and Steve. Steve Gadlin, I have to say, I agree with one of the texters that it's not your dumbest idea.
Oh, that's great.
And I do think that there would have to be some social change to accept the fact that there would be a number of people walking around with red noses on.
Yeah, but you know I'm all about social change.
You are. I mean, that's the one thing. One thing I always, always enjoy about you, Steve, is that you envision a world that's different.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve Gadlin, thanks so much. Thank you so much for bringing Clownlergies. You'll be back next month. Yep.
Yes.
I hear that. Next month here in March. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Justin. It's a bad idea, and you should feel bad for having it. One of my favorite texting comments. Well, apparently not everybody loves clowns. And here we employed another little trick that I would throw in just to incite madness, is to purposefully mispronounce a word over and over and over again until people got so angry they had to call me out on it. In this case, it was pronouncing pollen as Polen. But hey, as an allergy sufferer, I'd buy this thing. I'd take a pound of extra clown nose weight on my face if it helped prevent seasonal allergies. Anywho, we got more of these dumb ideas. I hope you tune in every week. Please subscribe, tell your friends, do all those fun things. And hey, be well.